Now, to discuss that further, we're joined by Mr. Ken O'Keefe, former U.S. Marine and Gulf War veteran, joining us live from London. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. And also Sayed Mohsen Abbas, journalist and commentator, who is joining us live from London. Thank you very much, gentlemen, both of you. Now, let's start with Mr. O'Keefe. First of all, what do you think is the main objective of the U.S. by holding this conference? Well, of course, the U.S. was very clear at the beginning, saying that it is trying to isolate Iran, but then it, in a way, took back what it said and said that it was mainly going to be discussing security issues in the Middle East. But what do you think is the main objective?
Well, as it's reported by genuine journalists around the world, including the Iranian press, the agenda is to maintain the illusion that Iran poses some sort of threat to the world, when in fact, all too hypocritically and blatantly obvious, the United States and its allies, by catering to the whims of the United States and the desires of the United States government, which is as corrupt as it gets, to maintain this hegemony, this tyrannical system of modern-day imperialism, in which the United States basically dictates to its lapdogs throughout Europe and other parts of the world, in maintenance of a system that perpetuates injustice in levels that can hardly be measured. The United States is clearly a danger to everyone. It's all too ironic, and it's almost insulting to the intelligence, that the United States would feign a threat from Iran based on weapons of mass destruction, when it is all too blatantly obvious the United States not only produces more weapons of mass destruction than anybody else, distributes more weapons of mass destruction than anybody else, and utilizes more weapons of mass destruction than anybody else, and never mind the fact that it has nuclear capabilities to destroy this world many times over, and continues to invade and occupy nations based on a pack of lies. How is Iran the threat? Every thinking person knows that the United States is just beyond laughable. It doesn't speak truth, and it only perpetuates this kind of system by sheer force. Might makes right.
Thank you very much. Now let's turn to Mr. Sayed Mohsen Abbas. Well, Mr. O'Keefe pointed out very interesting issues, of course, including the fact that the U.S. is the one producing weapons of mass destruction and also the only country that has actually used a nuclear weapon against another country in wars. So, Mr. Mohsen Abbas, I would basically like you to focus more on the conference itself. Do you think that this could backfire, considering the fact that if we want to discuss security issues in the Middle East, the first thing that that will be discussed, of course, has to be the war in Yemen and the U.S. role in the humanitarian crisis that has happened there is something that's completely undeniable.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is an exercise in trying to shift attention from all the real issues in the Middle East crisis. And you mentioned Yemen, and of course, Israel and the Palestinian issue is the other one. Those are the two core, if you like, root causes of the problem. And the US is basically running a policy on behalf of Zionist Israel, and it's long been known that that foreign policy is in the pockets of Israeli and Zionist, if you like, lobby groups, and indeed Netanyahu himself. And this conference is a desperate attempt, really, to try and obfuscate and change the agenda, to take it away from the Syrian crisis, which is not fully settled yet because the Americans are still there, uninvited, supporting Al-Qaeda and co. to continue their operations out there. It's also designed to obfuscate the fact that Yemen is being annihilated and 50,000 people have been killed by U.S. weapons combined with their Saudi proxies in the region. It's also a sign that the Americans are intent on a unilateral geopolitical interest, if you like, in terms of their foreign policy combined with Israel. And it's their latest attempt, really, at going ahead with that. They're ignoring those core problems. The whole conference is being put together very hastily behind closed doors. The major powers haven't been consulted. And what's more crucial is actually they're trying to use this. The picking of the Warsaw as the base is really an emphasis on Eastern Europe, which obviously is another slight at the Russians themselves, but it's also a slight against the EU bloc, which is not fully complying to the US policy in terms of totally, you know, totally completing the economic terrorism that they've unleashed on Iran. So there's a pressure going on the EU that they're trying to bring them into line. It's going to fail. The fact is, there's no tangible outcomes that will emerge from this.
Thank you very much. Now back to Mr. O'Keefe. That was quite interesting, Mr. O'Keefe, what Mr. Abbas just pointed out. Do you think that there will actually be any tangible outcomes coming out of this conference?
No, I'd like to also express my agreement with virtually everything my colleague has said. No. They won't. And this is part of the optimistic view that I think is lost on many. The hegemony and power of the United States is very much in a downslide. It is never going to return to the times in which it had carte blanche ability to dictate 100% to Europe in particular, whatever policy it deemed favorable to its own selfish, destructive interests. The United States is living on borrowed time as the imperial power, and really the question is whether we as people around the world are going to recognize our true power to affect a better world, because quite frankly, it is unacceptable. I mean, we are living now in a world for generations in which the capacity to destroy every life form on the planet remains an ever-present possibility, and in fact, historically, it is established beyond any reasonable doubt that we have come within inches of actually indulging in a nuclear war. The United States is the biggest hypocrite of the 20th and 21st century, and nobody who has any kind of right-thinking ability would believe otherwise. And the fact that more and more people are seeing that and seeking out alternative forms of information in order to really grasp and understand the truth, very, very positive as far as I'm concerned. And yes, in answer to your question, this conference is going to be counterproductive to their interests. So I hope they keep having conferences like this. It only exposes how hypocritical they are.
Thank you very much, Mr. O'Keefe. Back to Mr. Abbas. A number of countries have already expressed that they will not be attending this conference. Of course, there will be some countries that will be attending, but the question is, how successful do you think this conference can be, considering the fact that a country like Russia is not attending?
Well, it's impossible. We've seen that happen in Syria. Were they able to resolve the crisis in there without the compliance of the regional, if you like, players, including Iran, including Turkey and Russia? Until you empower the regional forces or the countries themselves to solve those problems and withdraw your own interests, I'm talking about the US here and Israel, you can never have a solution there. United States' interests in that region are to basically surround Iran with its United States military bases. It's acting as a proxy for Israel, which, by the way, has 400 nuclear weapons, which it has got no accountability for on a global stage, and yet they are absolutely obsessed with a nuclear arsenal that does not exist within Iran. Iran does not even have the capacity for it. So where's this kind of bias, where is this prejudice coming from? It's coming from basically Israeli lobby groups. But let's also not forget that the US is trying to make out its Iranian entrenchment in the region. But You know, those U.S. bases tell you a different story. Those nuclear weapons that Israel have tell you a completely different story. They're saying they want to prevent Iran attaining these nuclear weapons. Well, first of all, why don't you put a control on those Israeli 400 nukes in the area and their bullying of all the other nations in the region?
Thank you very much, Mr. Said Mohsen Abbas, journalist and commentator, joining us live from London, and Mr. Ken O'Keefe, former U.S. Marine and Gulf War veteran, joining us live from London. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your elaborations on this issue, and thank you for following this edition of the News Review with us.